while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Common Question Series. The reason we do the Common Question Series here at PHBC is, we take a word, we take a theme, we take a phrase, something that we feel people are asking about or people are talking about, something where there's typically or too often misconception, and we try to address that. We started it earlier this year, and the focus was on topics we started with jealousy, question of jealousy, and then we moved to sacrifice, freedom, forgiveness, identity, and then last month was a question of justice, where we talked about justice. Today, we deal with the question of humility. And I want to start by reading the synopsis for today's sermon. I'm going to start by reading the synopsis for today's sermon, and it says this. It says, "What can I eat? Where's the exit? Is this seat taken?" These are common questions as we journey through our ordinary life. In this monthly series, we aim to take on some of the deeper issues we face, and this month we address the question of humility. So following on from the synopsis, as we address this question of humility, my question to you is this: are you humble? Are you humble? Do you have humility? I mean, what even is humility? What is humility? How do we define humility? How do we show humility? How are we supposed to do humility? As you hear these questions, what are you thinking? Of course, I'm asking you to think about yourself. I'm asking you to assess yourself. I'm asking you to mark your own paper. I'm asking you to think about humility. And as you do so, I'm asking you, as you're thinking about humility, I want to lay out a number of very simple characteristics of humility. Number one, humility is about truth. The first thing, humility is about truth. When you think about humility, what do you think about? I believe that too many of us have a false perspective on what humility actually is. Sometimes when we ask to think about a humble person, the first kind of people that come to mind are the quiet ones. Has anybody ever done that? When you see someone who's quiet, we go, oh, wow, they must be humble. Well, I understand it, yes, and being quiet can be a sign of humility. Yet, although it can be a sign, believe me when I tell you, quietness in itself is not humility. Quietness is not humility. Being humble can mean that a person is quiet, but being quiet does not mean that a person is humble. I'll say it again. Being humble can mean a person is quiet, but being quiet does not necessarily mean a person is humble. Sometimes the quiet ones are the ones dealing with the most pride. Isn't that right? And they're just waiting for an opportunity to blow up, to explode, or an opportunity to demand that things go their way. So when we think about a humble person, what are the things that should come to mind? I mean, sometimes when we think about a humble person, we think about not just the quiet people, sometimes we think about the gentle people. And again, as I said, gentleness in itself is not humility. Because a person is gentle doesn't mean they're humble. Yeah. Some people are gentle not because of humility. Some people are gentle because they don't have the strength to push hard. They don't have the strength to fight. Some people are gentle out of insecurity. Oh, I better do it carefully because I don't know what it's going to look like. Insecurity and fear are not humility, which is what we're talking about today. And too often when we look at humility, you know, C.S. Lewis, we know C.S. Lewis is a well-known author. The man was a Christian, and the vast majority of his works, if not all of them, had a Christian theme. Even though it seemed like works of fiction, a lot of it was those stories were rooted through his Christian faith. And C.S. Lewis says it. He says, Too often, he describes humility. He says, too often when we look at humility, we think humility is where we show ourselves as less than. We call it humility when we tell ourselves we're not as good, or we're not as handsome, we're not as clever, we're not as beautiful, we're not as talented. Humility is when we say, well, I don't deserve it. You know, that's humility. Like an intelligent woman trying to convince herself and convince other people, no, I'm not really intelligent. That's humility. Or a handsome man saying, no, I'm not really handsome. Don't say that. Don't talk about me like that. You know, not like me. You know, I always tell everybody, I don't know why you're laughing. A guy like me, 6'4" and full of muscles, right? You know, and it's pardon? Six pack, yes, absolutely. Just because it's buried under some bubble wrap doesn't mean there's no six pack there. You know, I've told you this already. You wrap up what's important. When something's valuable, you cherish it. You protect it. Now, the truth is, the kind of humility that's like that is not true humility. It's false humility. People putting themselves down. It's commonly referred to as false humility. When you do that, when you put yourself like that, you're not being humble. You know, and it's, you know, people who would tell you, sometimes people are talking, they say, oh, don't mind me, I'm just being dumb. That's not humility. Oh, you know, I'm so stupid. That's not humility, saints. What are you doing? Self-deprecation is not humility. Putting yourself down is not humility. It's false humility. Remember I said humility is truth. Let me tell you, one of the main reasons we do things like this is because we're following the world. We're following the societal construct. We're following that secular narrative on humility. You know, and the truth of it is, the world in which we live doesn't actually know true humility. The world in which we live. We see people in the media. We see people in the... We meet people in our day-to-day. And the world in which we live doesn't actually encourage true humility. We live in an age where extremes of expression are the norm. It's an age, and you've heard me talk about this before, you know, you see it particularly in media, social media, but we even see it in interactions. It's an age now where you're not allowed to be a little bit upset. Oh, no, you can't be, you have to be outraged. You can't say, well, I don't think he did well. You go, what? How can he do such a thing? What? Everybody needs to calm down. We live in an age where extremes are the norm. Yeah? You're not allowed to just be a little bit upset about someone. You're not allowed to dislike someone a little bit. You've got to pour the vitriol, the hatred on that person. We live in a society now that to dislike someone is the equivalent of hate. If I say, I don't really like this person. They say, why'd you hate them? What? I don't hate them. I just said I don't like them. Everybody, and it's this extremes of expression. And so when it comes to how we think about ourselves, it's easy for us to fall into those extreme categories. So those of us who are not necessarily narcissistic will fall into the practice of putting ourselves down. It's either self-deprecation over here, I'm really rubbish, I'm really silly, I'm nothing. Or the people over here and say, yes, I'm all that and a bag of chips. You don't know. You've never met anybody like me. You know, and there's no middle ground anymore. We can't be balanced anymore. And so I was going to say you're either Donald Trump or Boris Johnson, but what's the difference? What's the difference? And so, it's so easy. Those of us who don't feel like we're narcissists, we feel like to fit into society, we have to put ourselves down. And if we don't put ourselves down, we're not going to fit into society. A humble person says, a real humble person. Remember I said to you, real humility is telling the truth. Real humility is the willingness to acknowledge and accept the truth about who you are. Acknowledge and accept the truth about your strengths, about your weaknesses. Acknowledge and accept the truth about what you're good at, what you're not so good at, what you're kind of good at, what you're terrible at, and what you're brilliant at. Real humility acknowledges those things. A humble says, these are my strengths, these are my victories, these are my weaknesses, these are my failures. That's the language of humility. No exaggerating, no puffing up. Yeah? You know, I'm really good, I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. 6'4" and full of muscles. You know, I mean, I'm telling the truth anyway about that, so. Real humility doesn't do that, doesn't puff up. But at the same time, real humility is not self-deprecation. It's not putting down, I'm really rubbish, I'm really stupid. Oh, just ignore me. No, don't ignore me. Who are you to ignore me? Don't ignore me. And we, you know, the world says that, and we say it too. They say, oh, you know, just ignore me. And then when we're ignored, you say, oh, you're ignoring me. I don't understand. What do you want? You told me to ignore you. And real humility doesn't do that. It means you acknowledge and accept the truth. Real humility is the willingness to acknowledge and accept the truth about who you are. So the second mark of humility, and this one kind of stems from some, in fact, before I go to the second mark, I want to address something I just talked about. I talked about, a few minutes ago, I talked about strengths and victories, weaknesses and failures. I was talking about the age in which we live. We live in an age where that kind of language is a bit frowned upon now. Did you just say strengths and weaknesses? Did you just say victory and failure? You use the F word, failure. Who talks about failure? We're not allowed to fail anymore. You know, we live in a society where no one has weaknesses. Nobody fails at anything. And anybody who fails is the one that we're writing off. We say, oh, it was a failure. And when we say, oh my gosh, failure. And it's like, oh, we know he's going to lose his job. But every other thing he did wrong was not a failure. You know, years ago, I used to work in the early 1990s. I worked in HR. And it was a time where this paradigm of continuous encouragement began to, and we have an HR expert in our midst, and maybe I'm wrong, he'll put me right. You know, but it was when this paradigm of continuous encouragement started to come up, around the 90s, thereabouts. So when you're interviewing, when you're appraising, you don't talk about strengths and weaknesses. Back in the day, interview question, tell me your strengths. Tell me your weaknesses. Now you can't, your weaknesses, woo, calm down, Mr. Interviewer. Can't talk like that. Now we talk about what are your strengths and what are your areas for improvement. You know, we got to make it nice. Your areas for improvement. What are your learning opportunities? Mate, you got it wrong, bruv. And some people get it wrong and they don't learn. But you know, it's like, oh, you can't say that. Well, I don't know. I do. Those of you who know me, I just say it the way it is. You know. No one fails. Everybody has a learning experience. Well, for the purpose of understanding what real humility is, particularly as Christians, I would say that real humility is the willingness to acknowledge and accept the truth about self. No matter how pretty that truth is or how ugly that truth is, it is important to start there and recognize it. Because if we say we have no sin, if we say we have no fault, the truth is not in us. We deceive ourselves. So this takes me on to the point I was about to make. Second point about humility. Just as humility, the Bible is absolutely ram full of examples of people who are not humble. And just as it is, full of those people, it also tells us about humility. And in our text for today, I'm sorry the screen isn't working. I would have put it up there, but we can listen. In our text from today, Romans chapter 12, if you look at verse 3, it tells us, it shows us, demonstrate for us what humility should look like. Verse 3 of Romans 12, Paul says, "Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought." Don't think of yourself higher than you should do. He is saying you are not all that. You are not all that. He says think of yourself with sober judgment. To judge is to weigh left and right. Last month we talked about a question of judgment. To weigh appropriately. Think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. You see, when you're able to acknowledge your strengths and your weaknesses, when you're able to see what you're good at, what you're not so good at, you hold it in the light of God's mercy, hold it in the light of God's favor, His grace. When you do that, the second aspect of humility is you develop an attitude of gratitude. The second characteristic of humility is thankfulness. A humble, truly humble person is a grateful person. Gratitude is a characteristic of humility. And real humility is characterized by that. So if you remember that humility is characterized by honesty, then you understand that an honest person will always know there's somebody else to thank. An honest person will always know they didn't do it in their own strength. An honest person will know it's not about me alone. There's always somebody else that deserves the thanks. Whether that be thanks for the blessings, for the success, for the gifts, the talents, or thanks even for the ability to go on, like we heard in the testimonies today. Thanks for the grace that has kept me despite the challenges. Grace that has kept me despite my weaknesses. Grace that has kept me despite my mistakes and my failures. Grace that kept me despite my wrong decisions. I want to read something to you. Again, this is a C.S. Lewis writing. It says this. It says, "Do not imagine that if you meet a really humble man, he will be what most people call humble nowadays. He will not be a sort of greasy, smarmy person who's always telling you that, of course, he is nobody. No. Probably all you will think about him, a really humble man, is that he seemed cheerful, he seemed like an intelligent chap who took a real interest in what you said to him. And if you do dislike him, it's because you feel a little envious of anybody who seems to enjoy life so easily. He will not be thinking about humility. In fact, he will not be thinking about himself at all." And I really love that phrase. He will not be thinking about humility. He will not be thinking about himself at all. And that's the phrase. A really humble person doesn't think about being humble. Doesn't think about themselves. Doesn't think about humility. In 1999, there was a book that was published by Rich Howard, I think, and Jamie Lash. The book was called This Was Your Life. And Rick Warren, who did Purpose Driven Life, took a quote from this book. And he said this. And he wrote it. Actually, I think he put it in Purpose Driven Life. So Howard and Lash, Rich Howard and Jamie Lash wrote this. And basically, they took that phrase from C.S. Lewis and they paraphrased it. And this is what they said. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. No. Humility is thinking of yourself less. Hey, somebody has read the book. Either that or he looked at my notes. Humility is not thinking of yourself less. Humility is thinking less of yourself. It's not less of yourself, but less of yourself. Did I just do that? I told you to pray for me. Did you pray? Did you actually pray? Who said yes? Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking less, oh goodness me. Okay, I'm going to do it now. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Not thinking of yourself as less, but thinking of yourself less, less frequently, less often. What should be coming to your mind is not you. Through this quote, we understand that true humility is not about puffing yourself up, but it's also not about putting yourself down. Whether you puff yourself up or put yourself down, you're still making it about you. That's the thing. People who put themselves down don't realize in that moment they become the focus. They become the center of attention. Humility is taking yourself completely out of the picture. It's not about you. Get over yourself. I've been looking for a sermon in which I could say that legitimately. Get over yourself. The leadership team have heard me say that so many times. Oh, I hope you're praying for them. The person who is thinking of themselves less is then free. You're free to serve others. You're free to be a blessing when people are in need. And as you develop humility, you grow, you give, you grow more and more in this person who gives more and more attention to the person right in front of them. Give attention to who is in front of you, to what is in front of you. A humble person is not thinking less of themselves, they're thinking of themselves less. So how do you develop humility? Think less of yourself, think of others. Simple, pay attention. You want to be a humble person? Pay attention. That's humility. Pay attention to others. Pay attention to the people in front of you. Pay attention in your job. Honestly, pay attention to this church. Pay attention to the notices. Pay attention to the sermon. Pay attention in the songs. Pay attention to the presence of God as he's coming and drawing near to you. That still small voice that is speaking. Talking about attention. Somebody else took that, the idea of attention, in a book, and this phrase is written. She says, attention is the most concrete expression of love. What we pay attention to thrives. What we do not pay attention to withers and dies. Oof. What you don't pay attention to will eventually wither. Some of us have weaknesses, and we've given this weakness so much attention. We give it so much attention. Don't give it your attention. What we do not pay attention to withers and dies. So we pay attention to those that we love. And on the scale of love, aren't we supposed to put others first? That's what humility is about. We put others first. And if that's the case, when you love someone, you're attentive to them. You love your job, you're attentive to your job. You love this church, you're attentive to this church. By being attentive to someone or something, we're putting the focus on them. And that's how we're meant to think about humility. First, acknowledge the truth. Second, pay attention. Let me give you this third one, final one. As I bring the sermon to a close. The person who founded Alcoholics, or one of the people around the time Alcoholics Anonymous was founded, wrote a book. And the title of the book is called, Not God. Not God. And this guy is talking about the fact that deep down, every one of us has particularly alcoholics, but every one of us has this issue where we refuse to acknowledge our limitations. We refuse to acknowledge our weaknesses. We refuse to acknowledge the fact that we have limits. We are fallen. We're finite. We refuse that. We think of ourselves almost as immortal. And he wrote this book, Not God, to help break this delusion and illusion that we can control absolutely everything, even when we can't control ourselves. We can't control ourselves. We're impulsive from time to time. So to say, I am not God, is to say, I'm human. I have fallings and failings and flaws and faults. It's to say, I'm not in control of everything in my universe. It's to say, I need help from a power, from the one that is greater than me. And as obvious as it sounds, I am not God. I am not God is actually a characteristic of humble people. And it's not the I'm not God, you know. No. As in, I make mistakes too. I get it wrong too is a characteristic of humility. It's a truth we all need to remember. I am not God. So there we have it. It's in simple form. The truth about humility is that humility is about truth. It's about the truth that we acknowledge and accept our faults, our failings, our flaws, so that when all is said and done, because we love others, we recognize that it is not about us. Each one of us can then truthfully say, I am not God. I am not God.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.